Well, he took care of the Angels over the weekend. Bob DiBiasio joins us. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just pulling up to the toll booth here. How are you, sir? Going to the Tito Francona Memorial Golf Outing annual event over here in Elwood City, the New Brighton area. It's going to be a sad one today without Tito for the first time.
But, yeah, that's one of those events that you guys take part in every year. What's so special, really, about that event?
Well, it's an interesting, in the little town that over here in Heritage Valley on the western edge of PA, they had built a cancer center. And when a guy famous like Tito Francona, when he was struggling with a little bout of cancer and his wife was struggling with a little bout of cancer, they chose to stay, and the network that was right in their community, instead of going into Pittsburgh, into the big hospital, and the people of the community just rallied around that and wanted to thank him, so they created this golf outing in his honor to continue to raise funds for a community hospital. And Tito, I think, we're up over 20-plus years of doing it, and obviously Tito passed away this winter, this spring, and so his presence will be felt today, but unfortunately he will not be with us today.
Bob, who all takes part in the tournament?
Well, it's all local people from the New Brighton, Newcastle, some Pittsburgh people. Elwood City has played at Old Stonewall, a wonderful golf course. We head over. Terry makes a major donation, and we match Terry's donation and represent the Cleveland Indians. I'm here with my son Patrick that is representing the Cleveland Indians. And really, it's always been a joy to come over here and Pittsburgh Pirate country and top tribe.
Talking to Bob DiBiasio this morning about the Indians baseball. They played the Angels over the weekend. This Jose Ramirez, I don't understand this. When they talk about Jose Ramirez, it says here he has the Major League Baseball leading 65 extra bases, base hits of the year, which marks the most by any tribe player through 110 games since Albert Bell. And then it says his 33 home runs and 110 games also mark the most since Travis Hafner. Now, if I lined up Albert Bell, Travis Hafner, and Jose Ramirez, I would say which one of these doesn't belong in that lineup, the way it looks. How is he doing all of this?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's remarkable the power that both he and Frankie Lindor generate for guys that are about 5'9", 180, 185. Jose's a little thicker than Francisco Lindor, but they just have an incredible ability, fundamentally sound in their swings. Their legs are generating power. Their hips move through the swing. Their hand-eye coordination is remarkable. They work very hard at getting their body in sync, just like a golfer needs to have their swing and rhythm and in sync to be able to hit it the right way. It's the same thing in a baseball swing. And these two guys, one of the other things you could talk about, Jose, I thought I read the other day that he has a chance to lead the American League in home runs and stolen bases. I think the last guy who did that, it was like the turn of the century back in 1902 or something. Just remarkable what Jose has been able to do. And he just plays with such joy, guys, that I think that's what gravitates us towards him.
Does Jose still have the interpreter, the lady that you have that goes along with him that was there for a number of years?
Well, we don't have Anna. Anna still works for us. But she is off at our new Dominican Academy teaching English to all the kids that participate in our Dominican Baseball Academy, which takes kids from Venezuela and Puerto Rico and any of that region. There might be 60, 70 kids in that academy. But we do have an interpreter, a guy that assists Jose, yes.
So let's see, Andrew Miller coming off the DL, Corey Kluber getting that complete shutout. We've got the extra hand that we've got. Our pitching is starting to really come together here into August, getting into the stretch.
Well, it's interesting with the Red Sox beating the Yankees. The Red Sox now have the largest lead. Later, we were able to say that from day one. They're 9.5 up on the Yankees after, I think, sweeping them. We're 9 up on the Twins, who we start a four-game series with. Andrew Miller, as you said, is back. So our bullpen, it's going to be interesting to see and watch our bullpen become as good as we all know and hope it can be. Starting rotation is staying healthy. We're putting ourselves in a position to have a fun October. The next couple months, we just need to make sure we stay healthy and fine-tune a pretty good baseball team.
Did you get your hearing back from all this rock and blast that went on over the weekend?
I'll tell you, I don't know. I had so many text, emails, phone calls from friends of mine. That is a nationally award-winning show. Any stadium, arena, ballpark, you name it, that puts on presentations, this National Association of Sports said Rock and Blast is the best presentation out there in the country. And everybody was texting me this weekend saying, this one was the best we've ever done. Just remarkable. You know, we do fireworks pretty darn well. The Rock and Blast is a normal fireworks show times 100, and it did not disappoint. So we had a lot of fun this weekend. We win 2 out of 3. Kluber, as you played, with a great complete game. We were able to hang on yesterday for a win to win a series. So, but we have a chance to put the Minnesota Twins in the rearview mirror, 4 straight. 3 straight 7-10 games. Wednesday, a Bauer outage jersey, Trevor Bauer jersey giveaway. And then Thursday, we have a day game. People love those weekday day games. So one is coming up on this homestand.
Yep, and Bauer on the mound right for tonight for the Indians up against the Twins. And gets underway right after 7 o'clock. 6:37 a warm-up here in WEOL. Bob, we'll talk again next week. Have a safe trip. And good luck with your game this afternoon.
Thank you, boys. Take care. Have a good week yourselves. Go Tribe.